Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am Dr. Vincent Medici, and today we are going to attack the salad. Not a very American thing to do, attacking the salad. The salad was the response about 30, 40 years ago to the fact that we discovered, many of us discovered, that what we were doing to our animals was just completely cruel and inhuman. Those lovely cows that we slaughtered, butchered, and sent to our dinner plates. We created a consciousness that the way we treated these animals was detestable, and, you know, certainly it was. And this propelled the solution, which was to switch to a salad-based sort of an existence. And although this has merit, no one ever did this. The Europeans didn't do this. The Chinese didn't do this. South America didn't do this. This was an American concept. And as we all know, when America gets behind it, nothing stops us. So we've brought so much attention over the years to the salad. I want to take apart the salad today, because we all know that health and salads go together. And we all know that salads give us fiber, and because they give us fiber, and if you don't have fiber, the Surgeon General says you're going to get cancer if you don't have enough. We've got lots of studies, ample studies, that show us that if you don't get your fiber, you're going to get cancer, especially in your intestines. And so the salad gets our vote. And yet, with a little education, or if you're ambitious, a little more education, we're going to put this in perspective. You know that's one of my favorite things to do. Give you education so you can get things in perspective. So we're going to bust the myth of the salad. And I'm going to go after juicing too. Both salads and the art of juicing are American concoctions, and they're overstated. But by the end of the show, you'll know how to use it. How to do salads and juicing correctly, because you're going to learn the science. Number one, if you bloat, if you have chronic gas, you have a problem. And lots of people live with these problems. They live for 10, 20, 30 years with these problems because you can get by. I mean, there's so much of it. It's kind of normal to wake up in the morning, go to the bathroom, feel that nice flat feeling when you put on your trousers or dress. By the end of the day, you got an extra 5 pounds of something in your belly. And then in the morning again, you evacuate. And that's the way we live. And because everybody lives that way, it's normal. It's not normal. And yet it's so prevalent, everybody thinks it's okay. Gas and bloating hurt you bad. Now, a lot of people bloat to anything. If you bloat to anything, I mean, you name it. People bloat to water. You've got other problems. You need to see a qualified practitioner, some holistic person that's got some insight into infection, because infection can drive gas and bloating. No two ways about it. But the other 80% of it, for every person that I see with infection, there's 100 people that just don't know how to eat. The problem with gas and bloating means something's rotting. Something's not being digested. There's pathogens in the gut that are attacking the food that you're supposed to get. And the result of chronic gas and bloating is an inflammatory situation. It means those suckers. So when you chew your food, hopefully you've got teeth, and you chew it well, you masticate it, it goes down the gullet, that's our esophagus, into our stomach, and out into the intestines. Once it gets to the small intestines, your guts, 35 feet. We make sausage casings out of them in animals. You ought to be able to take out the small intestine and blow it up like a balloon. And sure enough, any farmer worth his salt, especially the old timers, will tell you, back then you could make sausage casing out of an animal's guts. These days, these animals ain't got no guts left. You're right. Their guts have holes in them. So do ours. Why do you think IBS and these colitises is at the top of the list? Because people can't digest anymore because the inside of their small intestine is so inflamed that those little suckers, the intestinal villi, there is the technical word, V-I-L-L-I, look it up. The intestinal villi become inflamed, and then you digest the food, but larger chunks of it, larger particulates of it, larger compounds of it, because the suckers, the filtration system in the small intestine, is so much inflamed that bigger pieces get into your system. We're all, many of us, if you've got gas and bloating, you're living with some version of leaky gut. And when you look at people's blood under the dark field microscope, you see the pictures of all these food particles in the blood that shouldn't be there. So we know we've got this. We know leaky gut's a reality. And whether you're leaky gut and you can't stand up, or you're leaky gut and you're just simply bloating, I want to shift your understanding of the fact. I mean, you hear everybody say it. Often you hear Dr. Marshall say it. Digestion, 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 digestion. We become broken records about this word digestion. But that's the truth. Because down there in the intestines, you have grades of inflammation, degrees of inflammation. Once you cross into a degree of inflammation that you need to do something about, you've got gas and bloating. Once you've got gas and bloating, you're in that level. Now, what does this have to do with the salad? Concept. People do not digest fiber. That's the concept there. People don't digest the fiber. We're not designed to do that. We don't make the enzymes. Well, we do to an extent. But to the bigger extent, we're not made to digest the fiber in vegetables. On top of which, when I get to juicing, here's the other concept. Our intestinal tracts will inflame. They'll inflame just like fiber will inflame the intestines. If you take too much nutrient in the juice, you bombard, you crash, you overwhelm those intestinal villi with too much good stuff. If you try to force too much good stuff onto a tissue, the tissue inflames. So go down there in the little spaceship into your small intestines and look at those suckers, those intestinal villi. If you give them something they cannot handle, like fiber, they're going to inflame. If you give them too much of something that ordinarily they can handle, especially if it's cold, cold juice, if you give them too much of something they can handle, they're going to inflame. Either way, when those intestinal villi inflame, you're going to find out about it. And we're going to call that gas, and we're going to call that bloating. Now, what's a salad? And what about people that eat raw broccoli and raw cabbage, raw kale, raw collard greens, raw chard? We've adopted this concept in America today because the Surgeon General says you got to have your fiber. The Surgeon General didn't say eat Brillo. He didn't say eat a leaf that has such a cellulose integrity that you could scrub your floors with it. See, we've overstated this. This is an exaggeration. In the end, I'm right. If you bloat. If you eat salads and you bloat to salads, don't let your ego, your head, intercept your common sense. So this is the thing. If you understand your body, then you can start to interpret all this data that everybody's giving you that may not be specific to you. If you're listening to this show and you eat salads and you don't bloat and they digest easily, bravo. We'll get into digestion later. We'll just do a brief review of the dynamics of digestion. But the point is, if you're that person, then you still need to listen to this show because you're going to learn so much. But eat salad. You see, it's always common sense. And this is the, I'm going to keep saying this till I'll never stop saying this because I never stop seeing it. People coming in every single day. I'm so confused because everybody says this, that, and the other thing. And all they're doing is replacing bodily intelligence and common sense with their minds. Acquisition of data, opinions are good. Conflicting opinions are good. That's fantastic. There's thousands of people out there in the nutrition game that are going to tell me this attack today on juicing and salads is absurd. That they've got digestive enzymes and various other things, probiotics and this and that, and HCL and gallbladder flushes that are going to put an end to this problem. And you go out there and you suck down those raw salads, no problem. There's so much controversy, and that's good. Varying opinions is good. The public, you're the public. You don't think that. You don't think it because it's another headache. You just want to do it one way. And this is the problem. You're not system analyzing correctly. There's nothing you have ever studied. There's nothing you, John Q. Public, have ever studied and become proficient in that's been a matter of just one line of thought. You always have to integrate. And what I'm asking you to do with this salad issue and juicing is understand that when you're bloating and you have gas, you're intercepting your common sense. You're intercepting your bodily intelligence because you're using too much of that frontal lobe of your brain. Now, if you can get that, you can get it all. You can also understand the context of my 94 shows. And if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Sign in, get a membership, 94 hours. That's an encyclopedia. Break them down systematically and listen and learn. All right, so you eat and you bloat. The fiber in the broccoli, the fiber in the cauliflower, the cellulose, is put there so the plant, whether it's spinach or carrot or kale or cucumber, it's put there to structure, to give the organism, the plant, structure. If you didn't have cellulose, a carrot would just be a blob of jelly on the floor. What we call in human beings collagen, if you pull out your liver and you throw it down on the kitchen sink and you look at your liver, that liver has structure. If you take the collagen out of the liver is just a mass of jelly. In plant language, that collagen is called cellulose. Cellulose is there to give the plant structure. It separates the cells, it organizes them, so on and so forth. It's very good for the plant, but we can't digest it. That's the big problem. So, there's this rumor going around that you got to eat it raw, because if you eat it raw, then what happens is you don't destroy the nutrients, and that if you steam and cook and well steam, you're destroying all the wonderful vitamins and minerals. And that's one of the first myths we're going to go after. Myth number one, minerals. Minerals are not destroyed when you boil the plant. Minerals are released from the fiber. If you steam your broccoli, if you steam your chard, if you steam your kale, you're going to break down the fiber intensely. If you throw it in a soup and you save the broth, meaning you evaporate enough of the liquid and yet